Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some reports are indicating the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump made several phone calls to world leaders on Friday, most notably Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen. The call would be the first such contact between a U.S. president or a president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the U.S. broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979 in favor of developing closer ties with China. There was no immediate response from Beijing, but Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than him calling her. Iran is threatening to retaliate after the U.S. Senate gave Congress final approval to an extension of the American sanctions. That law against Iran, Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has said he considered the sanctions bill a breach of the nuclear deal that threatened retaliation. Lawmakers of both U.S. political parties argue the U.S. must maintain leverage over Iran. For now, Congress is keeping existing sanctions in place. Robert Menendez is the Democratic senator from the state of New Jersey.
As flawed as the JCPOA was, in my view, the Iranians will know the consequences of any breach, and we will deal with missile proliferation, terrorism, regional destabilization that are just as dangerous and just as threatening to American security.
Enacted two decades ago, the sanctions were meant to address long-standing U.S. concerns, such as Iran's support for international terrorism. Partially lifted under the nuclear accord implemented last year, lawmakers said sanctions should be kept at the ready. This is VOA News. The United Nations wants to provide $1 billion worth of supplies, they say, to do that next year to victims of Boko Haram jihadists in northeastern Nigeria, part of the UN's humanitarian response plan for 2017. And the UN says that some 31,500 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo since Syrian government forces captured more than one-third of the rebel-held besieged territory earlier this week. We get more now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Jens Laerke, the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says some people fleeing eastern Aleppo reportedly are experiencing difficulties and in some cases putting their lives in danger.
We have reports that some men and boys have been detained when crossing into government-controlled areas. And some internally displaced people have reported that they had their documents confiscated upon crossing into government of Syria-controlled areas. We also have reports that some people trying to move have been shot at, resulting in death and injuries.
Laerke says there also are reports of rebel groups trying to prevent civilians from leaving eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged continued work to deal with the devastating humanitarian situation in Aleppo. Speaking in Italy, Kerry said it was important for all parties to work on a framework to provide a passage for people to get out of the besieged city. Kerry's Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, said that the country is sending humanitarian and medical assistance to eastern Aleppo. Russia proposed opening four safe corridors for humanitarian aid in October, but the UN has not used them because of security concerns. U.S. City of San Bernardino, California, holding public ceremony to remember victims of a terrorist attack exactly 1 year ago. It was on the morning of December 2, 2015, that Syed Rizwan Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik walked into the Inland Regional Center, where Farouk worked, and opened fire on his co-workers, killing 14 of them, wounding 22 others. Couple was killed about 4 hours later after engaging in police shootouts. The FBI began investigating the shooting as an act of terrorism after it found online posts made by Malik pledging allegiance to the Islamic State, but authorities said there was no direct link between the couple and the jihadist group. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And on this edition of the program, we'll do one of my favorite things. That's to go backstage at a famous club or venue, in this case, Birdland in New York City, to talk to one of the busiest vocalists in jazz, Tierney Sutton. Tierney Sutton has been around for a few years. In her incredible jazz career, she's worked with the same band for over two decades. The Tierney Sutton Group is really one of the tightest and most entertaining bands you will ever see, and I had the chance to see them at Birdland in New York City. She's been very busy, too, with three releases in the last couple of years, and another one coming very soon. I'll tell you all about those things, and we'll talk to Tierney Sutton and hear her latest music as Jazz America begins with a look back to the year 1980 and something that is at the same time old and new. What's the answer to that riddle? It's a new release just out featuring Dizzy Gillespie and an all-star band, bassist Ray Brown, Milt Jackson on the vibes, Hank Jones on the piano, Philly Joe Jones on the drums, and James Moody on reeds and woodwinds. And of course, on the trumpet, the great Dizzy Gillespie, recorded live in Montreal. Here's their version of Get Happy, an all-star band just rediscovered and re-released here on VOA's Jazz America.
Performances back to back to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Those European big bands seem to love working with the American jazz masters, and in this case, the Swiss Youth Jazz Orchestra invited Billy Cobham to come work with them and record live one of his famous songs. You just heard Crosswinds from the new album just out from the Swiss Youth Jazz Orchestra with Billy Cobham. Heaven Help Us All, the name of the work. Russ Davis here on VOA's Jazz America, and let's go backstage to Birdland in New York City to have a chat with the great vocalist Tierney Sutton, who I caught up with just days ago. Russ Davis here backstage between sets at Birdland, one of my favorite places to come, and talking with one of my favorite singers. I've been looking forward to meeting up with her for a long time, Tierney Sutton. Great to see you.
Nice to be here.
Now, I want to talk to you about your latest work as well, but for my folks listening around the world on Voice of America who are just learning about Tierney Sutton for the first time, just give them, if you will, a quick bit of background. Born in a log cabin in Omaha, Nebraska, I heard. And
well, I was born in Omaha, Nebraska, but I was raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I discovered jazz in my early 20s, and I've had the same band together now for over 20 years. We've made 11 CDs together, and I've done a few projects over the last years with other collaborators in addition to my band. I love the Great American Songbook. But I also did a Joni Mitchell tribute CD a few years ago. And I don't know what else to say.
Well, I'll ask you some questions and you can say things in response to that. And one of them is this. You're too young to have experienced firsthand the swing era, bebop, all the great bebop singers and the singers with the swing bands and all of that. So that was what was known as the jazz era and the music that came after that. So why jazz? You're of an age where you could have been just a pop singer.
Well, I didn't really get inspired to be a professional musician until I was exposed to jazz. Hmm. I sang and I was in musicals and, you know, knew about musical theater and classical music and singer-songwriter stuff, but I really fell in love with jazz and felt an affinity right from the start.
Mm-hmm. sun, and history reeks of the wrongs we have done. But after today,
Tierney Sutton and her excellent band doing a jazzy version of the Sting classic Consider Me Gone from their newest release, The Sting Variations. This is Russ Davis, and let's enjoy the music of one of the greats of jazz guitar, Jim Hall, who would have been 86 years old on the 4th of December. He died in 2013 on the 10th of December at the age of 83, but left an incredible legacy as one of the greatest guitarists of all time. And I know it was a real peak in the career of his fellow guitarist Pat Metheny to do a duo record with Jim Hall. And from that, here's Jim Hall's composition, Looking Up, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Two of the greatest guitarists ever to play in the jazz field, Pat Metheny and the late Jim Hall. Hope you enjoyed their collaboration here on Jazz America. More coming up with the great Tierney Sutton. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a message, very personal and a little bittersweet. It reads as follows. Hi, my name is Raymond from Lakeside, Ghana. I trust you are doing well. Just tuned into your program and I'm really enjoying your selections. Please play any nice selection for my pregnant wife, Elinam, in discomfort. Well, it is my pleasure to play something for your wife, Elinam, Raymond. And giving birth is a glorious thing, of course, but it is painful by all accounts quite often. And we wish your wonderful wife all the pleasures of being a mother. And here's a song dedicated to her and all mothers out there. It was written by Stevie Wonder in celebration of the birth of a little baby. It's called Isn't She Lovely, from Jackie Tarasson's album Smile. The wonderful pianist Jackie Tarasson. For all you ladies out there who are mothers or looking to be mothers, here on VOA's Jazz America. Well, I thought you might enjoy the music of two great pianists back-to-back from different generations. That was the legendary Herbie Nichols with his song Terpsichore. A little help from the famous bassist Al McGibbon and the legendary drummer Max Roach on that session from 1956. And from the current generation of great pianists, Jackie Terrasson started the set. Now it's time to turn to more conversation backstage between sets at Birdland in New York City with the great vocalist Tierney Sutton, as she tells us the story of how she's been working with the same band of great musicians for over two decades. My goodness, you've had this awesome band for over two decades.
There's a lot of kind of just spiritual and group dynamic principles that really help to make that happen.
And speaking of spiritual, there is such a spirit among the members of your group, and it's amazing to me that you all make the decisions collaboratively. Now, your name isn't the head of the billing, and you could be the boss, but you don't choose to be the boss. Give us some thoughts about that, because that's a rare thing for a group, to have a group consciousness like
well,
that.
Well, I really think that in all musical endeavors or jazz endeavors, or the vast majority of them, when you listen to the album Kind of Blue, it's not just Miles Davis you're listening to. You're listening to Bill Evans every bit as much. The great works of art that were more than one musician were a combination, and it was very, very clear that it was a combination. And I knew early on that it was going to be not just me, and I needed them. And having that sense of true humility, it's not false, of how much I need them and how much I appreciate them, I think is what makes the collaboration work. You know.
And quickly, just it's such a wonderful thing for one singer and one piano player. Christian Jacob is just a super master.
Yes,
and a great solo artist in his own right. And the rest of the band masters as well, and you can tell there's a real camaraderie among you guys, collegial attitude. Give me some thoughts about each one of them, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, Christian is a pianist that is so universally admired. Keith Jarrett and Oscar Peterson have sung his praises to me, you know. So he's really as high as you can get in terms of touch, in terms of creativity, in terms of all manner of craft. But we also have two extraordinary bassists that each have an individual voice. They're both complete virtuosos, Kevin Axt and Trey Henry, but they're also both intense creative voices that play their instrument unlike any other bassist. Both of them are masters of both electric and acoustic bass, and it's very funny to watch them work together, because each one creates a line that then the other one has a hell of a time learning, and then it flips around. So they're always challenging each other. Ray is my favorite drummer, period. And he's one of the rare drummers in the world that really can play big band, small group jazz, rock, whatever it is. And you would think that that's the only style of music that he plays, because he's so true to it.
And here's a taste of Tierney Sutton and that talented band as they took on the music of the great vocalist and writer Joni Mitchell on the album After Blue, one of their recent releases. And from that, here's Mingus's composition, The Dry Cleaner from Des Moines, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
I'm down to a roll of dimes, stocking the slot that's hot. I keep hearing bells all around me, jingling the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized, they keep you reaching for your wallet here in fool's paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines, he said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking Bitcoin. Well, he must have had a genie lamp, 'cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it, he kept ringing bells. Nothing to it, he got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it, like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. Do-do-do-do-do.
where the cowgirls filled the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with purpose. He had Dinos and Topaz and Lions, pink and blue. There he couldn't lose there. Breaking off the tables, ringing the bandits' bells. This is a story that's a drag to tell in some ways, cause I lost every dime I laid on the line. But the cleaner from Des Moines could put a coin in the door of a John and get 24-1. It's just luck. It's just luck. My dots told me I was right, right out of my head. It's just luck. Thank you.
the great bassist Charles Mingus from his Tijuana Moods album to the great violinist Jenny Scheinman.
Thank you.
Scheinman on violin, leading her band live at Yoshi's, the club in Oakland, California. We'll return to Birdland in New York to talk further with Tierney Sutton next hour on Jazz America.